CliffCentral.com.
All right, false start, everybody. We actually started the show 10 minutes ago. You've missed out on the best part.
Oh, that joke, Garrett, was so funny.
You're always going to wonder what happened just before 6 after 6 on a Friday morning. It's so good.
Willel, I'm so glad you opened up about that mole you found on your back.
Yeah, I mean, all of that stuff that we squeezed into our whole 5 minutes is brilliant.
Yeah, all right. The most honest I've been in 30 years.
Yep, here we are. Oh, what was that? Oh, what was that noise?
It was just me joining. Hi.
Jesus Christ, what's going on there? Are you working from the... Are you in the nuclear plant today?
I'm in the coal mine.
Seriously, though, Leanne, every time I talk to you, it sounds like I'm a Russian interceptor.
Okay, I'm going to try something else. See you in a bit.
What? No, but it's got to do with your headphones. What are you doing there?
No, I've got no headphones on.
No, that's a problem. You need headphones.
But I've been doing this for weeks without headphones.
Well, that's exactly the problem with you, is you don't fucking listen. So don't you have headphones?
No, I don't.
Oh, I see what's happening.
What?
It was wherever you placed your device, Leanne, where you placed it on the floor, you blocked out your mouthpiece. That's why it was muffled. The fact that you now have it in your hand is clear.
Better now.
Yeah, are you on your phone or your laptop?
Yeah, so flip it over so that you don't block your mouthpiece.
Gosh, all this technical stuff. I'm going back to bed.
What's wrong with you?
Leanne also does it. You're okay.
She gets quite petty and tyrannical early in the morning. Yeah? Hey, Leanne.
No, he's laughing at me because of my technical skills.
Yes.
Which are lacking.
Are you telling me you haven't had headphones on the whole time?
Correct.
And you don't have any headphones?
No, I do. Okay, so I've got a laptop like yours. So I need a special jack thingy.
No, you don't. It's got a headphone jack, doesn't it? Mine's got a headphone jack. I just plug the headphones in.
Where?
You don't have one of those?
Where?
Ay, ay, ay. It's a little round hole.
No, I don't have one of those. It's on the right.
Yeah, do you have any holes at all? There we go. Grab some headphones. It'll help you. It'll make your life better. Here we are in week fucking 29, and Leanne eventually decides she needs headphones.
I'll try to find them.
Yeah, see if you can find them.
Don't mind me.
All right. You try and find those while we get on with our lives.
Do you know that in the year 2020, Leanne also doesn't know what Google Translate is?
You are kidding me.
No, I do. It doesn't. It's not very reliable, especially when it comes to the black languages, you know?
I know, it's not very reliable. I got the funniest meme yesterday from somebody. It's a picture of some white dude with a whole bunch of Zulu guys, but like in traditional garb, right? So they're wearing like the skins and everything else, and they're with their headdresses and all that, and traditional weapons and everything. And there's a one white guy, and he's like being hoisted on their shoulders. And the caption is, "When you select Zulu by mistake at the ATM, but get the transaction that you wanted anyway."
You're this legend.
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
I've once or twice selected Zulu at the ATM, and then...
And then you feel like a superhero?
Well, I know enough to know what I'm doing. It's not that complicated, I got to admit.
Luckily, I was just in the kitchen yesterday afternoon with my sister, who totally also found the situation humorous. But my phone lights up, and it's a message from Leanne Moll.
Uh-oh.
And I'm just going to read you the first opening line. Uh-huh. It says, "Muza." It's a vagina, right?
I was checking the spelling.
M-Q-Z-U-Z-A.
Yes.
Yep.
That
point exactly, I put that in Google Translate and it said worship.
No, but you see, the problem is that you are using a system that doesn't use swear words. And that's like the word cunt. You know, they're not going to have...
Well, that's why I had to check with Sia.
But we went through this. Remember when President Zuma had Moza Hill? that he was broadcasting from Muza Hill, and he laughed. He stopped and he went, we are at Muza Hill. And everyone else in the audience started laughing as well.
I do remember. I do.
So listen,
The whole reason why I was asking is because C.S. Duplessis tweeted yesterday, it's a pity we don't have Puza Thursday anymore.
Mm.
And I said, well, it's Muza Thursday.
Yes, good. Okay, so you still tweet, huh? That's interesting.
Only when I'm called upon.
Have you tried those headphones?
Can't find them.
Oh, God. All right.
Of course.
Ooh. One day I'll be better.
One day. But my friends will come.
Well, I think those days are over. I think those days are finished.
Yeah, he's turned back into a frog.
Oh, I'm afraid so. Oh, how sad. Poor Leanne.
A warty toad.
Someday, my prince will come. Someday we'll
meet again. Oh, gosh, you know.
Sorry, Leanne.
There's still hope, guys.
There's hope for all of us. I mean, So, Bulelo, Leanne, Sia, and Gareth, we're all single, so either there's hope for us or there's no hope for anyone, right?
Ooh, you know what happened to me yesterday?
Oh, did you get a Valentine?
Well, pretty much so.
What happened?
The Santa fairy dropped something off at my gate.
What?
Yeah. Known as the delivery man?
It was just a Santa. I don't know, it was a secret Santa.
What did they deliver?
2 bottles of wine and 2 boxes of cigarettes.
No.
Stop.
Can you believe it? I haven't had wine in weeks.
Have you been praying to Jesus? Because that's the only guy who could have done that.
Yes, Gareth, I've been praying to Jesus.
I know. Hey, Jesus.
Wait, someone just delivered wine and cigarettes for you? No note, no
details on the box? Don't be so gullible,
Sia. Oh,
I'm trying not to incriminate anyone.
Oh, never mind. I really thought this was sweet and surprising.
Really?
No, I received a photograph of 2 bottles of wine and 2 boxes of cigarettes saying, found this for you. So I started driving immediately to the destination.
Yeah.
They then messaged and said, come after 4 because then I'll be finished my business calls. And I said, sorry, too late. I'm already on my way.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Were you playing the Tom Cruise Mission Impossible theme song while you were driving?
I got there within like 2 minutes and it's a 7-minute trip.
Fantastic.
Wow.
You've never driven so fast in your life.
No, it was like an emergency.
Hey, I was thinking about something yesterday. We spoke about President Zuma just now.
Like,
I would have him and Dudu Zane and the whole family back in a heartbeat rather than what we've got at the moment.
No way, Gareth.
I'm serious. I would rather have the Zumas.
No way.
I swear, we laughed more. We were happier. We were freer. I would rather.
No, there wasn't a worldwide killer disease on the loose.
Yes.
I say bring back the Zumas. I'm serious. I would campaign for them right now.
No, you're on your own on this one.
At least you know. Okay, here's the deal, guys. We know what the Zumas are motivated by. Mbulelo, you know the answer, right?
Muza.
And?
Imali.
Imali. Imali and Muza. So you know how to deal with them. You can't be misled. We don't know what these guys are in at the moment. They're ideological. They're opportunistic. I mean, at least with the Zumas, we know what we're up against and we can handle it. And just give them enough money and they'll leave us alone.
Did you feel the same way before that last week of March this year?
What, you mean before COVID?
Yeah, and the lockdown.
Our economy has not improved since Zuma left. Let's put it that way.
Did you feel the same way, or is it just the lockdown speaking?
It might be the lockdown speaking. Leanne, the sound is so bad from you. I wish you just had, like, headphones or something.
It's actually not Leanne. I've muted her.
So who is it then?
I think it's Sia.
No, it has stopped now.
Okay.
Stopped now.
Let's go on.
No, well,
so you're saying Sholo's back?
Don't mute Leanne forever. I mean, let her talk to us. I don't want her to feel punished like a bad child. Leanne, unmute
Sit
yourself.
The naughty corner.
Give me 2 seconds and I'll go find my headphones. I'll be back.
All right. See if you can find them.
As you were.
Really?
It's actually not as you were.
Leanne just got up from her laptop and there was just, the entire screen was just tits. The entire screen. She got up and it was just like this top of hers, just with just those enormous, enormous breasts. Unbelievable. They took up the entire screen on my side.
Whereas Michael Palin says on Monty Python, huge tracts of land.
All right. So, Sia, what would you currently trade for something you really need during lockdown?
Oh. You know, what I desperately, desperately want right now is a haircut.
Really? Let me see your hair.
You see, it's not necessarily about my hair. It's just about my beard.
Oh, yeah. I know. You look, you know what you look like? You look like one of those
Be Zulu, nice, please.
No, those Zulu guys who used to fight at Isandlwana. It sort of goes to your neck. And then it stops at your chin. It's sort of a weird... it's a weird-looking beard. Okay, we're back. We're live. So let's get cracking. Sorry, there was some kind of interruption. I think Leanne switched off the entire internet when she went to go and get her headphones. So naturally,
I knocked it with my boobs.
That was... Oh, right. You pulled out the fiber of the entire Gauteng area.
with my swinging cans.
All right, so I was talking about something that I'm taking quite seriously here. Sia mentioned that there is a thing he would trade in his house for something that he really needs, and he was talking about a haircut, and then we got disconnected. So is there something in your house that you would trade for something you really need? And it kind of links into Leanne's secret Santa that she got in the driveway where there was a box with some wine and cigarettes in it. How amazing, Leanne, that Santa knows exactly what you like and that you've been such a good girl. He has no problem.
Yeah, pretty doodle.
Yeah. All right, so Sia, you were going to say you need a haircut so badly that you would trade something.
A haircut and a good, like, face scrub, just a good facial. So I would
in other words, if I opened up a sorbet man just for you, you would be willing to drive from Durban.
In 2.3 seconds.
Seriously, you'd actually get in your car and you drive the 5 or 6 hour drive from Durban just to be at the salon with your facial and get a shave and feel like you again.
It's just not the same because I'm also I also have to ration all of my products now.
Uh-oh.
Because I don't know when is.
This government better watch out. When Sia runs out of product, then there's going to be some shit going down.
No, Sia, you must use Dermastore.
What's that?
You can get all of your products on Dermastore, and they're delivering as of yesterday, I think.
Oh, wow.
I don't know.
Hey, have you had any takeaways yet? Anyone had takeaways since the...
Yes.
Yes.
I had a pizza, and it tasted like gold.
With your wine, you hit the spot. So here, it sounds dramatic. I would go back 4 iPhones.
Four?
Facial and a haircut.
Jesus, yeah.
Wow.
Go back 4 iPhones. I don't even know if those iPhones are still serviceable.
I would go back that far.
Bolelo, you're a bit of a Spartan. I mean, you don't really need a lot in your life, but what would you give up and what would you want right now that you haven't been able to get?
Now, fortunately, my vices I can control. Like, my vices exercise.
Have you been for a run yet?
Plenty. I've been sending you...
No, man, not around the building. I mean, like, you've actually gone into the street.
Oh, no, it's pointless. I have to wear a mask.
Oh, do you have to wear a mask when you run? That's ridiculous.
Well, yeah, as soon as you go out. You must
be joking. Really?
Yeah.
I've got one in my car, but I put it on purely for cosmetic reasons.
Some people were saying they're getting rashes from their mask while they're exercising. They're calling it maskne. Not acne, but maskne.
That is gross.
Why I don't
chafing.
Oh, chafing from a mask. What kind of life is this? This isn't a life worth living. This is not good. I'm just, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to overdose on sleeping tablets. Bye, guys.
Uh-oh.
That you must get mask rash. I mean, what kind of a living is this for humans?
Don't play around with that.
Oh, don't take me seriously now. You haven't so far.
That's a good point.
I'm over it. Really, this pretending we're going to destroy this virus like by staying locked down like this is just ridiculous. So, what's the goal? What's the goal here? Are we still trying to flatten the curve because our medical facilities aren't ready? Are we trying to isolate in the hope that they'll find a vaccine? What's the goal? I need to know from government, like, why are we still doing this?
I still think it'll be a huge issue if our hospitals are overrun. You know what? My biggest fear is I need to know that I'm going to have a ventilator and a bed.
Well, you know, when they put you on the ventilator, it's tickets anyway, right?
I know. They kind of give you that last chance before they intubate you to phone your family and say goodbye.
And remember, in America, in New York State, Andrew Cuomo was going on about ventilator, ventilator, ventilator. We need more ventilators. And eventually they were buying these things from all over the world, and they had an oversupply of ventilators and not enough people to use them. And it turned out that that was a misnomer. You didn't need ventilators in those quantities. I mean, the numbers are right down. And the bed, as for the hospital bed, well, we were screwed long before COVID-19. I mean, if you got sick and you needed to go to a government hospital, you were going to wait anyway. So why are we pretending that suddenly now it's going to be efficient? Come on. What are you, like a simpleton? That you think that was going to happen? It's never been part of the plan. So why are we doing this? Again, I'll ask the question, what's the goal?
I'm one of the lucky few to be on medical aid. And I had to go to a government hospital once because, do you remember I lost my voice for about 7 weeks?
You lost your voice because you went to the government hospital?
No. I lost it because I got pneumonia and all the rest, which is to my point that if I get COVID, I'm fucked.
I remember that when you were talking like this.
Yeah, I had no voice for 7 weeks, which was great for my job.
only you.
So I had to go to a specialist pulmonologist who was at in those days, Joburg Jane. Mm. And I was waiting in the passage where everybody else was waiting. Yeah. There was one person in a wheelchair that looked like he was dead. I'm sure the nurses were just prodding him to see if he was still alive.
Oh, no.
And then somebody walked past me, hobbled past me, and coughed.
Ooh.
And his saliva landed in my eye.
Oh, wow.
And I got the worst conjunctivitis of my life. My mom had to come to my house in the morning to pry open my eyes with cotton wool and warm water.
Oh, wow. Because this filthy person had coughed in your eye.
Oh, yes.
Now, see, that's worse to me than COVID. I'd rather get COVID than that. I'd lie there naked in the middle of a lake of COVID rather than have some filthy
homeless
dude cough in my fucking eye. Are you kidding?
It was horrible.
It's not even a contest. I would definitely take COVID. I'd take it in the asshole, the ears, the eyes, the nose, the mouth, the throat, everywhere. I'd take COVID everywhere rather than take a homeless man coughing in my eye. Ugh.
They talk about these invisible droplets, but man, I heard that one land in my eye.
That's unbelievable. Leanne, your life doesn't seem real sometimes.
I know.
Your saliva in my eye.
I wish I was making it up.
The saliva falls into the eye of the Leanne Moore.
With a splash.
The droplets left the mouth. Yeah, they entered the eye.
That's right.
Your memoir needs to be, this all really happened to me.
Oh, man.
Her eyes were pink.
the conjunctivitis. Because I love the way she talks, that woman, right?
Disgusting.
Oh, the conjunctivitis. Cosas anatlamini zuma. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. What kind of a world is this? Oh, by the way, did you hear that clip of The Simpsons?
No.
Pardon, the who?
The Simpsons. I'm going to play you a clip from The Simpsons where they basically predicted COVID-19.
Oh, like, wait. I love The Simpsons. I think I know which episode it would be.
Oh, really?
Is it the one with the death bees?
I can't remember, but listen to the. Here, you can just hear this and it'll give you an idea. Yeah, you can go and look it up yourself in your spare time.
I'd like to call to order this secret conclave of America's media empires. We're here to come up with the next phony baloney crisis to put Americans back where they belong, in dark rooms glued to their televisions, too terrified to skip the commercials.
Well, I think.
NBC, you are here to listen and not speak. I think we should go with a good old-fashioned public health scare.
Yeah.
A new disease. No one's immune. It's like the summer of the shark, except instead of a shark, it's an epidemic. And instead of summer, it's all the time.
That is so.
Now, I hate to be the guy who derails what everybody else loves.
He loves being that guy.
But, Janice, we do have standards. This can't be a made-up disease. The only moral thing to do is release a deadly virus into the general public.
We do have something we've been holding on to, but it hasn't been tested. Get over here, NBC.
Well, we certainly believe in testing, but I... Oh. Wow.
And then they inject the guy from the NBC.
So, we've got our deadly disease.
How crazy.
No, we just have to blame it on something that's in every household. Something.
Anyway, it's just brilliant. I mean, The Simpsons are so... They've done so many episodes, they've probably covered everything that's going to happen in the future. So people think that they can predict the future.
The best for me was Trump being president.
I know. I mean, is it so far-fetched, though? All right, I got some messages we've got to get to. I've said it before, the Earth needs a good cull. Here's eugenicist Chris on the messages this morning saying, fuck this lockdown BS. Even if it means me, I'm happy to be culled away with the rest of them. Hmm. What do you think of that?
Okay, that's brave.
Okay, so he's offering himself up.
Sure.
Someone else saying, Leanne Moll, your life is just the most awful life. You're like a cat that has lived 9 lives.
Yeah, now I'm like my oldest cat. Everything except the skinny. I'm grumpy, I vomit, I cough.
Apparently that meme that I was talking about earlier with the white guy with all the Zulu guys in traditional garb, it's not just some white guy. It was Johnny Clegg. Sorry, I should have known that.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's the weekend, baby. Bank holiday in the UK, says Duncan. Perfect weather for a braai. Thanks for the crazy show. That's from Duncan in Wimbledon. I do love me some Moza first thing in the morning. That's what Sbo says today.
Good for him. Good for you, Sbo.
All right, very good. If you want to get hold of us, 0797482090 this morning. Let us know what you're up to. Okay, I still think we need to have training in terms of video calling because some people don't know how to get it right, but we get onto that later. Sia's got some tips for us.
Just a quick one on that. I find that people at home with children mute their call through the whole thing unless they're speaking.
Yeah, and even when they're speaking, they might as well just mute their call because with that in the background. Oh, my God.
Yeah, lock the door.
Well, you can't lock your child out. It'll just bang at the door. It's like my dog. I started locking Carl out of the room, and then all he does is scratch at the door, so I have to let him in.
Yeah, I remember in the days that I used to have sex, that used to happen.
What happened?
The days you used to?
So, Leanne, I'm interested. Would the man be locking out the door?
Did you lock out the man?
Sometimes I had to because I would just be ravaged.
That doesn't clear anything up.
It's like that line from Blackadder where the queen is sitting there and she goes, oh. She goes, Your Majesty, her courtier says, Your Majesty, the king is on his way back from the battlefield with all of his knights. So she goes, oh, no. So she goes, Your Majesty, do you think that he will ravish you? She goes, I certainly hope not.
Yeah.
And the courtier goes, why not? She goes, oh, I do hate to be used like that, like the outside of a sausage roll.
Yeah, and that scene carries on, and Brian Blessed is, so he's the king. He's it's the absolutely king. Brilliant.
He comes in and goes, "Where is my wife? I want to ravish her."
Oh.
Super funny, very funny.
So hang on, you used to lock the door. Come on, finish the story.
Yeah, I had to with the animals because they would sit and watch us, and most men found that unnerving.
Absolutely, it is.
Under pressure to perform.
Did the cats hold up a number at the end out of 10? Judge
they
the guy.
Clapped their little paws.
If they thought he was good in the sack, he'd give him a good rating. Hey, I saw someone sent a really good meme around this week too, which I loved.
Be careful who you identify in it now.
No. It's not Johnny Clegg. It was a meme with some the upshots. It was actually just a tweet that someone screenshotted. But one of the upshots of 2020 so far is that we won't have idols. I don't know whether that's true or not, because I'm not sure whether they recorded. I think they did.
We probably wouldn't have a lot of reality shows like The Bachelor and all of that.
Mbulelo was so upset that cancelled Love Island.
Oh, goodness.
South African Idol. The production had paused in February.
Okay. All right. Do you want to start doing
some of the things?
You want to do some headlines quickly?
Yeah.
ENCA, that's the channel that suspended two of their presenters for talking about the news. Unbelievable. They should be fucking embarrassed. But they're reporting this morning that Joburg EMS workers were finally paid in full. I suppose the city of Joburg has woken up and apologized for the payroll error that resulted in some workers getting paid only half their salaries in April. Now, you imagine, you piss off a firefighter, guess what's going to happen all over? They're just going to let fires burn. If I were a fireman.
It's not in the nature of a firefighter to start with, Gareth.
So anyway, they've been paid properly now. Some firefighters who also operate ambulances said they didn't even receive a warning so they could stop their debit orders from going through.
Oh, shame on.
Yeah, so that at least they've rectified that. JMPD spokesperson Wayne Minna explained some staff were underpaid, but that the error would be rectified. So it's just another bureaucratic cock-up.
Have you guys been affected at all income-wise by COVID?
Oh, hell yes.
I've been affected hugely. I mean, I have F&B calling me saying your debit orders are not going through. You need to apply for relief. And then I on my group, which is for the street and security, someone said, "Why aren't our security guards back at night? I see them during the day." And someone else piped up and said, "Well, we aren't paying them. Not everyone's paying them." And she said, "Well, we promised that we would pay. Why aren't people paying them?" And I responded and said, "Well, you're obviously one of the lucky few whose incomes haven't been destroyed by COVID."
Mm.
Jesus.
You know, some people aren't thinking about that.
No, some people think that this is a holiday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm hearing horror stories about people who are getting fired and laid off. And, you know, some people are saying, like, they're not going to get their domestic worker back because they can't afford them.
Yep.
Some people are talking about how they're going to, you know, mow their own lawn. Certainly, you're going to save in certain places. You're not going to be able to go out for dinner because they're not going to be restaurants.
You're saving on petrol.
Yeah, while we're not traveling, you're saving on petrol. So you'll save in certain places, but it's a mess, man. All right, down the hatch. Apparently, South African breweries may have to destroy 130 million liters of beer. This is properly tragic.
Oh, my word. Because it's going to expire.
Well, they say if they're unable to transport their inventory in the next few days, they'll be forced to destroy it. Under lockdown, the transportation of alcohol is prohibited. The brewery has not initiated any new brewing since the start of lockdown. They've been fermenting and bottling alcohol as part of the wind down in operations. SAB's Zolek Alisa said only a limited amount of alcohol may be stored at the facility. Roughly 400 million bottles of beer are sitting in our beer tanks across the country.
400 million bottles of beer on the wall.
400 million bottles of beer. If 399,999 million bottles of wool. Oh God, I don't know.
No, if you one, never mind. Okay.
399,999,999 bottles of beer had to fall, then only one would be left.
Yes, that's right. And then the song would be finished.
Well, we'd probably all wash away in a tsunami of beer.
I could live with that.
Yeah, not the worst way to go out.
I love the way
better than dying on the toilet.
I love the way some people's sense of humor has become so dark during this time. They're joking about the apocalypse and carrying on about it like it's just a thing that we'll get through.
Putting themselves forward as experiments.
I know, it's just madness. Yeah. All right, so there's some very sad news about beer that'll have to be destroyed. What a story. EWN reporting this morning. You can now move house under level four lockdown, but strict conditions apply. So government has relaxed the rules to allow people to move house under level four. So if you were going to swap apartments, or you're going to rent a new place, or you're going to buy a new place, or move into a new place, or sell your old one, you can now do that. They were published in the Government Gazette late Thursday night. Up until Thursday, only deeds offices were allowed to operate, but a few changes have been made, which come with strict terms. If you bought a house before or during the lockdown, and the transfer was already facilitated, you'll now be allowed to move along with your furniture or other goods.
Okay.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah. Last thing I want to do, was that a bit of gas?
Baby's got a little gas.
Gaseous exchange.
Hercules.
Last thing I'd want to do now is buy more property. Oi, oi, oi. That would be sinking your money into just a bottomless pit right now. And you know what's going to happen? Mm. We'll be able to buy, if you have any cash lying around, when I say we, South Africa, people who have some spare cash will be able to buy the house of their dreams in the next 6 months. If you just have a bit of money lying around, because people are going to be selling their houses for virtually nothing.
People still dream of, like, living in massive houses with gardens and things.
No, I think those days are over. Because, I mean, we had Michael Flax in here just before lockdown, and he was telling us how he's living in a commune in this huge big house. But the only reason they're living in a big house is because they're, like, eight of them.
Yeah, but I guess also most of South Africa is still coming from the lower class, so maybe some people still dream of, you know, you and I have lived in a house where a garden is just, okay, I go outside. Yeah. Most people in this country probably, what do they call it? The emerging middle class.
What are you saying, Bulaid?
He's talking about the lower
people. Is that most people might dream of that?
He's talking about
the lower people.
That's how he refers to people. He said the lower people.
No, that's an intelligence thing. That's not an economic class thing.
So what are you really saying?
Poor people might want to live in a house with a garden.
But they maybe can't. Not. You can't because they're poor.
Well, they're getting. Don't you always
the way
say
you guys laugh at that? They
the trickle down economics.
They can't because they're poor.
I'm so confused.
I'm sorry, it's my dark sense of humor again. All right, back to the news. The Bundesliga, Mbulelo can tell us about this, will resume behind closed doors on the 16th of May, becoming the first European league to restart following the coronavirus shutdown. So, what's the point of playing soccer if you're behind closed doors? How does this work, Mbulelo?
No, closed doors just means no fans. Right. Most fans don't want to hear this, but you don't matter anymore. Everything's about television money. It's about network money. So they need to have products to put on television so people can advertise. So that's what it's about. So get the football going, decide, and we need to decide who's in the Champions League. And Angela Merkel wins again.
You love Angela Merkel.
I certainly do. And she's a chemistry grad.
People send sexy pictures of Angela Merkel on the WhatsApp line every morning to Mbulelo. There's at least one every day.
Did you see that she was in a photograph in the media somewhere? I don't know if it was Saudi Arabia or where it was, but her hair had been blurred out.
Because it's just too sexy. She's just too sexy for those Saudi men. They're just going to get so aroused.
I get it.
That's great. A compliment from somebody on the WhatsApp line, speaking of that. This is from Gabriella. She says, yesterday Unati was utterly brilliant. Please get her back as soon as possible. Don't you wish she was president? Oh, thank you very much. So, yeah, Unati Kwaza was on yesterday, and she was a hit. Good morning, guys. Tumisho, I'm listening live from the port of Muiden. These rules and restrictions are slowly killing me. Currently on a vessel docked alongside, and we are not allowed to step out. It's ridiculous. I'm starting to think that it's terrible to be alive at this time. I have been in isolation at sea from the 7th of March in the terrible North Sea. I do not wish to come back to land, and more specifically, South Africa yet. I have an exercise routine, a schedule for meals, and for work. I'm usually okay in isolation, but now it's like hell. Fuck this lockdown and corona shit. That's from Dumisha. And she even sent a little picture of her on the ship. Damn, Tamisha. Wow. You are doing your exercise. You're looking fine, my.
Ah, ye.
Wow. Wow, she's looking great.
This is not
what the Charlie Rose is going on with you.
Yeah.
She sent a picture. She's looking great. I've been locked up in fucking quarantine, Sia. Am I not allowed to look at a woman?
Only if her hair's blurred out.
Oh, okay. I do love me some Mwaza, is what Spore said earlier, but now he's saying, can they please open the gyms? The gyms are like a cesspool.
Is that where you get your Mwaza?
Yeah, but I got to tell you, the gyms will be the last thing they open. Gyms and events. Because you think about the schwitz on everything.
I'm fine with that.
I have seen two different people I know. The one actually being Sibu, who we had on the show a few weeks ago, is one of our entrepreneurs that we were highlighting, post about a trend that has started in Europe of a new way to party. Long story short, a big open field, they set up a stage and people drive onto the field and they party inside their cars, just with their windows down. South Africa? Don't think about this.
It'll never work.
Let's just get that idea out of the way. We are just not going to ever be able to pull something off like this.
No, it'll be a disaster. Plus, everyone will park everyone else in and there'll be fights. No.
We will go to stage
the only The only way they won't get out of their cars, maybe, is if they're surrounded by lions.
Sia, I've got an insistent message here from Daryl, and then we'll get back to headlines. Daryl says, Good morning. Listen, Sia, when I listen to Beyonce singing, it's like sticking my head into an elephant's ass and listening to its diuretic stomach churning.
Wow.
And then Brian says, because Brian obviously feels like Mbulelo about the poor, Brian says, I'm going to move to my house at the coast, but it might be a little tough.
My God. Savage.
What a stack of comments.
Savage.
That is disgusting.
Why is it that Adele getting thin pisses fat people off so much? They don't want her to be thin and healthy.
Yeah, is that from a listener or is that us?
Fat people are upset because she made it okay to be fat because people still liked her. And now she's thin and it's upsetting everyone. It's pathetic.
She looks amazing. I mean, Adele is absolutely stunning now. She's not a fat, gross mess like she used to be.
No, she was never a gross mess.
Yeah, I don't think she was.
She was a fat mess. She took up the whole stage, even when the cameras were on the people on the sides.
No,
the stage.
Come on now.
Are you kidding? She had a head like a pig. Now she looks fantastic.
No, fat bastard is a fat mess.
She looked very good for a fat person, I think.
Okay, well, you could say that. But look at her,
a fat person?
Guys, look at how good she looks now. That's all that I'm saying.
I can say that because I'm fat, Sia. That's the advantage here.
Yeah, she can say what she wants. Like, you can use the N-word, Sia.
Let's not go down that road.
I'm reclaiming the fat word.
Yeah. I prefer her a little plumper. I don't like this look, but who am I in her life?
She wants to be healthy and she wants to feel good about herself. She doesn't want to be a big, heaving, huffing, puffing mess. So
that's the operative word, healthy.
Right.
Like, we've got to get to a place where it's objectively bad to be fat. Like, we need to be able to say that. It's bad for your health.
What do you mean we need to? I've been saying it my whole life.
Yeah, well, and then
the now defunct Cosmopolitan magazine called me a misogynist for saying it.
And from the great surroundings of my laundry room, I came to the conclusion of the fact that, if we just look back at the data that I put together, when singers lose weight, their musical careers don't go as well.
Are you talking about Aretha Franklin?
It actually changes your voice. Do you know that?
Yeah, of course it does. But let's see how Adele does. Maybe she prefers being healthy and singing a little bit worse than being fat and singing
so well. Look, it didn't work for Elvis. Let's put it that way.
No, fat Elvis was not as good.
Adele just got divorced. Still was good.
Who?
Didn't Adele just get divorced or something?
Yeah, she did.
Her next album is going to be a banger.
Yeah, because she's got some bad emotional baggage.
Yeah. Yeah. Remember, no, she 19 needs was about breakups?
She needs to eat a banger.
Oh, wow.
See, so, yeah, stop trying to fat everyone up. I mean, for someone who's thin, you seem to want everyone else to be fat. Stop it.
One of my favorite and first memories of popular culture was growing up. I probably was like 4 or 5 years old. And I just remember Luther Vandross doing interviews, trying to dispel the myths of the fact that what was on his rider before he would perform was like fried chicken and, you know, colored greens. And he was saying, no, this is not true. And I'm like, yes, Luther, you go, you fat Luther.
Fat Luther, you used to order a bucket of KFC and he'd eat the whole 21 piece bucket backstage.
Good for him, it made him who he was. You know what?
It also put him in an early grave.
Wine makes me fat, but it makes me so happy. And I'd rather die fat than happy, to be honest.
He was rolled onto that stage.
Guys, stop everything. The police. The PC police are just, Carol has just beeped in and said,
oh dear.
Garrett, Sia cannot use the N-word. It isn't his history to appropriate. If he'd like to, he can use the local equivalent. Thanks, Carol.
So which are you going to use here?
Oh, hang on. Brian wants to correct something. He didn't say he wants to move to his house at the coast. He wants to move his house to the coast.
Okay.
Stupid Brian. You can't pick up your house and move it to the coast.
It's not Australia.
Foundations, you stupid thing.
Yeah. All right. Well, those are some messages. Let's get back to the headlines briefly. We do actually have some work to do. Berliners have been given an unprecedented public holiday on Friday to mark the end of World War II and the liberation from Nazi rule.
Public holidays don't count for much in lockdown.
Yeah, so what? Yeah, that's exactly right. So what? But I did get a message from Chris who said, and he's in the Arctic, remember? Chris said, today is the 75th anniversary of VE Day, which is Victory in Europe Day. In light of today's historic significance, the theme of your much-criticized open letter would be equal parts foolish and irresponsible of us to forget exactly how much was sacrificed so that we can enjoy our freedom, for us to sit so easily back and watch those freedoms be taken from us. So thank you for speaking up and speaking out. Thanks, Chris, but I'm not going to compare myself to the people who landed on the beaches in Normandy. But thank you. It's not the same at all. But I appreciate the compliment nonetheless, and for the reminder that it's the 75th anniversary of VE Day.
That's right.
It's a big deal. 75 years. Damn, man.
I bet you VD's been around for longer.
We've never celebrated VD Day because we've never beaten VD.
What's there to celebrate about VD?
Yeah.
When you find a cream that works.
A cream. I love it.
That's my best when I go to the pharmacy and I ask for
an ointment.
A cold sore cream. The one pharmacist used his fingers in like a diamond shape, putting his and he said, is it for a small area? And he pointed to his mouth. Or is it for a big area? And he used the big diamond.
So did he not offer you an ointment or a poultice?
A lotion.
I'm just going to mix up this poultice.
Yeah, they should have, is it for the nose or the face?
Yeah.
Wow.
And you kind of hear this in the background. And he comes out with a little jar.
Well, it's like that Harry Enfield sketch where he plays the South African pharmacist and he goes,
yeah,
he's busy serving a customer and this woman's standing at the counter and he goes, genital, is it genital or oral herpes, ma'am? While all the other customers are standing in the line behind her waiting.
And they're very British and quiet.
Yeah, and then he says something like, apply this to your weeping sores hourly. And then he says to a man later, and he goes, put this and remember to rub thoroughly under your foreskin. Yes.
Oh, God.
What a great, what a great show. That's Harry Enfield and Chums. What a brilliant sketch show.
Yeah, look it up. My best is the splattering of the bowl, but yeah, watch it when you can. You must have really split. You want tempezzoline. You must have really splattered the bowl.
Oh, this is so great. All right. So, hey, you've been watching something called Mindhunter. I've heard about this. What is Mindhunter?
Ooh. So it's on Netflix.
You nearly jumped out of your chair.
Yeah, I'm very excited. It's two seasons have gone. There is a third coming, but I think because of C-19, it's going to take a while. It's produced by David Fincher, who's known for like the movie Seven and a whole lot of serial killer type movies.
Hectic.
It's also produced by Charlize Theron.
Charlize Theron.
Yeah, that's how she says it.
The stars aren't huge. Jonathan Groff, you won't know. Holtz McCallany, you'll know if you see him. Anna Torv, she was in...
Jesus, I've never heard of any of these
exactly,
people.
Exactly, but they are brilliant in this.
Okay.
So it's a psychological thriller. It's the first season is so different to the second. The first one looks at how serial killers weren't... The term serial killer wasn't even out at this time. It's set between 1977 and 1981.
Mm-hmm.
And in those days, it was very early days of criminal psychology and criminal profiling at the FBI. So it's based on a true story by these two FBI agents who wrote a book on how they coined the phrase serial killer.
All right.
I mean, you even see them playing around with the name. They're like, maybe it's a sequential killer. But in those days, there were the FBI didn't even have funding to look into the psychological impact or the psychological motivation behind serial killers.
Wow.
They just said, no, some people are born that way, and that's the way they are. They're evil, and they must be put to death. And these guys, along with a psychiatrist from the hospital circles, get together and they start interviewing real serial killers. So this is what they did in real life. They interviewed Son of Sam. They interviewed Manson. They interviewed all of these hectic serial killers so that they could glean information on how their minds worked.
Yeah, it's fascinating.
Amazing.
I'm not into those crime channels at all, but I totally get the fascination that other people have with them. I don't like watching them because it frightens me. I mean, like, I don't want to be confronted with the worst of humanity. It's one of the reasons I didn't finish studying law, because you're faced with all these people who can't behave, that the law has to step in, or where people have to fight with each other over what the correct moral or ethical or even financial situation should be. I just don't like seeing the worst.
Yeah.
You know,
these
shows upset me. Like, I don't get into it. Like, my sister loves them, and my business partner, Rena, she loves them. And they're basically on that crime and investigation channel the whole time. I don't like it.
What's different about this is that it's not scary. It's not filled with jumping and weird music and horror scenes. It's purely about the psychology of the criminal.
They do those stupid reenactments in those documentaries, you know?
They don't do that in this.
The woman walked past the rubbish bins on her way to go and murder her ex-husband.
And then it says reenactment in the corner.
Exactly, because of course they had a camera there when it happened. That would have made the whole court case unnecessary.
Yeah, no, this is just, it's interviewing them and getting onto their level.
Mm-mm.
Like the FBI agents speak their language, and that's how they get everything out of them.
Mm. All right. Well, I'm glad you found Mindhunter. It's not my cup of tea. but good. Listen, can I ask a serious question?
Mm?
How's the porn industry doing during COVID-19? Because obviously you can't film porn. What's happening to our favorite stars? You mentioned all those people in Mindhunter that I've never heard these names. And I can name more porn stars than the people in Mindhunter. Well,
a lot of people are now making their own porn at home.
Ah, okay. Just like they're making their own alcohol.
I don't want to see my neighbor Billy Bob.
So, you know, when you go onto these porn channels and you can watch the amateur section.
Yeah.
Is that exploding? Doing really well. Yeah. And then they're working really well are these women that you call online and they do stuff live for you.
Oh, right. Like like a sex line, but you're on a cam.
Yes. Webcam.
The cam girls.
Except for one
can
woman.
You, can you, can you, can you?
Can you, 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 cam with me? Can you, cam. It's very nice. Leanne, didn't you do voiceovers for those sex lines?
Yes, I did.
Your Leanne would be quoting it right now.
So what's really sad is that there's one of those women called Aaliyah Jasmine. She makes a lot of money from what she likes to call her fuck machine.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she works as a webcam model shooting porn from her home.
Mm-hmm.
So when quarantine first started, she was making plenty of money.
Right.
But now her fuck machine is broken.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
How does her fuck machine work? What kind of fuck machine is it?
You've seen them, those ones that you kind of lie on all fours and it fucks you from behind.
Oh, this is Leanne, what do you mean you've seen that?
I wonder if there's anyone who's listening to us right now who wishes they were rather listening to the news on some radio channel. Just carry on about this fuck machine for a little longer. I want to hear more.
Well, she says then COVID happened, March happened, everyone was tipping for it, and she used it so much that she broke it. She tried to get a replacement online, but Amazon deliveries have slowed because of the crisis.
Oh, no. Yes. This poor
and
woman.
The factory that makes the sex toys based in China.
Oh.
So it looks like she'll only be able to get one until nearly June.
Oh,
shame.
What are we going to watch? What's her name again? Aaliyah Jasmine.
Yes.
Oh, Aaliyah.
She's been tracking it online, tracking the delivery, and she says last she checked it'll be here May the 25th. But it keeps getting more and more delayed.
Oh, this is horrific. Government have got to step in. That's when we need government.
Mm.
And she, this one's in Canada, eh?
Jesus, that's terrible. She's a Canadian?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, I'm looking at pictures. I'm looking at pictures of her now. She does YouTube as well. She's got like a clean channel and then she's got a filthy channel too.
Ooh.
Oh, no. I'm looking at it in...
No, you're not.
Okay, I'm looking at someone called Aaliyah Jasmine Savani. She is a television broadcaster and producer, initially known for her work on MTV. She's currently working as a host for NBC.
Hey, it might be her. You never know.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay. Anyway, she's so desperate that she's even looking to get her friend to repair it because he's an essential worker at a power plant.
Yeah, he could fix that.
Huh.
Wow.
And Jasmine texted or tweeted rather, we're in this hashtag, we're in this together.
Yeah. Well, I'm with her. Hashtag I'm with her.
Aaliyah Jasmine. That's,
yeah. So the porn industry is doing quite well, except for this one horrible thing. Here's a picture of her just for our eyes. I'll show you.
Oh, hot damn, girl.
Show me. Wait, I missed that. I didn't have you on my screen. Oh, wow. She's quite attractive. She's got a nice big booty as well. All right, Aaliyah.
Girl.
Maybe it is the same chick who used to be on NBC and, you know, times are tough.
She's arching that back.
She had a child at 20, and after Googling how to make money at home, she learned about camming and clips sites.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Never mind.
So some performers in the porn industry are still making tens of thousands of dollars without even setting foot on set, which is great for them.
Yeah. By the way, Sia, did you get hold of Julia Raffaele? Because you know, with Associated Media going under and Cosmopolitan kind of coming to a close, and House and Leisure and all the other ones that they used to publish, I thought it would be fun to have. I like Julia. She's really cool. Every time I've ever met her, she's been extraordinarily gracious and. She ran that magazine to the best of her abilities, and I know Jane was a real lady, so I'd love to if we can get hold of her. Just chat about that. See if you can track her down.
We're working on it.
All right. I knew you would be, but I'm just throwing in that reminder because it actually came from someone who listens to us and said, I'd love to hear from them. And also Caxton have closed down their magazines. So who do you think?
Yeah, there are a whole lot.
Who do you think is next? We'll have to talk about that in the next hour. And we'll also have Joshua Meltz and Adam Duxbury on from Granadilla Swimwear. They're also doing, you know, those Granadilla shorts that are so awesome. That, I mean, we're out of summer now. They're so good. So Adam and Josh, we're going to talk to them a little bit later on. And they've started something which I think is really cool to kind of help people with food deliveries and to help their business survive during this time so they don't have to lay off staff. But we'll talk about them in a minute or two. Just another business that's kind of pivoting in the COVID-19 crisis to try and deal with what we're all dealing with at the moment.
Yeah.
All right. So lots more on the way. CliffCentral.com. It is Friday. Here's some Duran Duran to make you feel good this morning. Love this song. Come Undone. I'm going to dedicate this to Aaliyah Jasmine and her machine.
CliffCentral.com.